Hello and welcome to the Payments and Cards Network podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. Today on the show we have Georgina Nelson. Georgina is the CEO of TrueRating. TrueRating is a company that is pretty much unparalleled in the customer feedback, customer ratings technology space. They partner closely with the payments industry to allow for unrivaled access and insights into the customer experience, both in-store and online. They're doing a number of fantastic things. I'll let the CEO explain the company and how it works a lot better than I can. So without further ado, here is Georgina Nelson. Okay, so Georgina Nelson, welcome to the Payments and Cards Network podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for giving us your time today. Georgina, I find the best place to start is just to give you a moment to introduce yourself. Tell us a bit about your background and how you came to found and set up your company, TrueRating.
Yeah, well, that was a few years ago now. My background is I'm a lawyer, and I was a lawyer for Which, which is the largest consumers association in Europe. And basically, I was leading on their tech and digital and data strategy. And I was representing European consumers at the EU and working with our Prime Minister's office here in the UK. And it was through that that I really realized that consumers needed a far bigger and better way to feedback to businesses. You know, you spoke to businesses and you said, what's the most important thing for you? And they're obviously to, you know, to make our customers happy so they'll come back and spend more money with us time and time again. But when you actually dug down into it, they actually said that, you know, they didn't really know what their customers were thinking or feeling. You know, the average business hears from less than 1% of their customers. Most of that is feedback heard days or weeks after the event. And what's more is nowadays you often can't really trust the feedback which you receive. Reviews left on Yelp and TripAdvisor often fake, or you know, left by the businesses themselves or disgruntled ex-employee. And the reality is the vast percentage of customers aren't feeding back. So I thought if you could make feeding back to businesses super simple and super quick, and you could pair it with a payment so you'd know that everybody was a trusted customer, then you'd get mass validated and trusted customer feedback. So that was the seed of the idea. And and we've been growing the business since then. And just a couple of weeks ago, we received 100 millionth rating. So that's an incredibly poignant and fantastic moment for all that the team has done in getting us here.
Now, congratulations. That's a huge milestone. It's a big problem, a tough nut to crack, how to get good ratings, honest ratings from customers at scale, be able to do so in a quick and unintrusive way and be able to use that data to improve the customer experience. Just for the benefit of our audience who might not have heard of TrueRating or seen how the product works, what does it actually look like at that point of sale? Just walk us through the kind of experience of someone using TrueRating.
So essentially, when you go up to pay for something, you've got the payment device where you, you know, enter your card, your PIN, or use your contactless. And essentially, we just ask one question on that payment device before you pay. And those questions rotate, but it's each customer only ever gets one. So Lewis, you might get, please rate the service in here today. And the person behind you might get, did you find what you're looking for? And the person behind them, do you like our music? Whatever it is, which a retailer really wants to understand, we can ask that question. And 1 second, you can answer or you can ignore. But on average, we found that 88% of paying customers in store will provide an answer. And because of that integration, because we're there at that point on that payment device, we can also understand how much has been spent, and in some cases, pick up the basket analytics. So understand what basket items have been bought, all while protecting the identity and the anonymity of the consumer. And we can provide this in big data trends back to the merchant. So they get a real-time dashboard and they can understand down at a store level what's going on minute by minute and ensuring that they can provide the best customer experience, minute by minute, day by day.
Hey, this is Jonathan from Block Data. FYI, 40% of big companies will invest at least $5 million into blockchain initiatives this year. Block Data helps these companies understand what's going on through market intelligence on the blockchain ecosystem. If you'd like to find out more, just Google Block Data.
Allowing for that management dashboard so they can see, I suppose, if something's going wrong, if it's a large retail store, physical bricks and mortar store, you could actually use the app, a mobile version of the app, so managers receive that feedback that something is not to the customer satisfaction in a certain part of the store. And that gives the managers the opportunity in real time to respond to that rather than basically losing customers, losing income. That's a nice new addition to the app. So it's not just so a customer can give you his or her rating after making a purchase, but also so managers can improve the real-time efficiency and customer experience in their stores.
Yeah, exactly. And because we're obviously collecting how much customers spend and we can see when they return, again, all anonymously, we can really build up that business case of what providing, you know, great service, fantastic layout, great range of products actually means in terms of how it can impact the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So take, for example, a case study which we just recently ran with New Balance in Australia. They wanted to do a new store layout. Millions of dollars, and they actually said, we have no idea whether this is going to, you know, impact the customer experience. You know, it looks a great design from our perspective, but is it going to make customers happier? Is it going to make them spend more? Is it going to make them come back? And we're able to work with them to A/B test that new store layout against the control group and measure all of those things. So we can build that business case of, yes, if you roll out this new store layout and invest how many millions, you can be confident that you're going to recoup that investment within X amount of weeks or months, and you're going to have happier customers off the back of it. So it's really providing that insight, that confidence, that ability to action data, which, you know, really, definitely on the bricks and mortar side, retailers have been acting in the dark to date. And, you know, we do have a solution online as well. We ask just one simple question on the payment confirmation page, and that yields a 53% response rate. Again, a huge insight into your customer base. Industry average online is around the 3-4%.
It's amazing. I think you're really pushing in a brilliant new direction with these kind of real-time insights. Is this what you call a heat map, a custom heat map or a store heat map?
Yeah, exactly. That's one of our most popular features of our dashboard. Basically, being able to go down to any individual store, pick a question, you know, was our store clean and tidy, for example, and you can immediately see the times of day across the week when they're getting low scores in answer to that question. And, you know, we've been able to yield, you know, see that multi-millions of pounds have been left on the table by, you know, poor execution of store tidiness, for example. And that's just focusing on, you know, just a few stores where they can see that they really have a problem, and changing shift times, when managers are there on the floor, when they're getting deliveries in. All these little adjustments can actually yield really great experiences and returns for their customer base and ultimately for the businesses as well.
Yeah, and even more so, the types of companies this is relevant to, these technologies, it's not limited to retail stores or sports companies or fashion brands. Pretty much any merchant can get benefit from this.
Yeah, completely. You know, I think from our side, it's, you know, how could we get to ask consumers just that simple one question at that time of when it matters, when they're in the store, and, you know, when we've got what we call the dwell time, when they're just standing there you know, waiting to pay, why not leverage that payment device? And you can also get this other valuable data to build that wider, richer picture about that customer experience. So yeah, we're, you know, we're, whether it's an art gallery, swimming pools, yeah, car garage, you know, where the list goes on. And, you know, we're in pure play e-com businesses as well. So, I think a key part of this for me, was also wanting to democratize market research. You know, traditionally it's been something which only, you know, very much the big businesses have been, able to take advantage of, whether it's, you know, expensive mystery shopping programs or getting a company to administer, you know, online questionnaires via, you know, that receipt-based surveys. So getting that, you know, line on the receipt. And from my side, I was thinking there were, you know, there were all these businesses who desperately need to hear from their customers, people who are having, you know, poor experiences and not coming back, and they're just blind to it. So, you know, leveraging the payment device means that they're not having to spend any extra money and capex. We're a simple, pay a small fee every month per outlet. And so it's really making it, you know, making this invaluable tool available for everybody, from the biggest, you know, we're working with the biggest retailers in the world, down to your, you know, your mom and pop or cafe on the high street.
Yeah, I think the benefits of making these kind of almost previously invisible or inaccessible parts of the shopping experience, making them tangible, turning them into data that the stores can action to improve their customers' experiences is pretty amazing stuff. That you've even been able to kind of see into this space and do something with it is very exciting. Let's get a little bit more technical. How do you collect this data? You do it via the payment terminal. So when the shopper uses his or her credit card, that's how you identify them. How does it work from a technical or kind of payment service provider aspect?
Yeah, great question. So we partner with the payments companies who essentially build the payment software which resides in that terminal. So it might be the likes of Verifone or Ingenico, FIS, ACI, many of your great customers, Cards and Payments Network. And so we will partner with them, and they will effectively build the true rating application on our behalf, and then they can deploy that down to their merchant terminals, sometimes, you know, as a software update, for example. And then so we can basically work with that merchant, and they can simply switch us on. So we have done all the, you know, the hard work, blood and sweat and tears with our fantastic payment partners in the background, which makes it a far easier transition for the merchant.
So by being partnered with these major global payments companies, they can effectively activate True Rating at any of their point of sale terminals, you know, physical or online, anywhere in the world?
Yeah, well, we're live in the UK, Ireland. We're just going into mainland Europe in Q1 of next year. So that's France, Germany, and Spain. We've got a fantastic team in Sydney, just went live across New Zealand and North America. So yeah, effectively, the world is our oyster, and looking forward to wider global expansion as we move into 2020.
Absolutely. Let's look at that for one moment. Global expansion in 2020. You've got what, 3 or 4 offices live now, Georgina?
London, Sydney, and Atlanta.
Okay, fantastic. And I believe you're maybe looking at opening space in Toronto, maybe another city in the US. Tell us a bit more about where the next big growth areas are for True Rating.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as I mentioned, mainland Europe as well, we're just, you know, it's very much led by our international merchants who, you know, are really keen to have one customer feedback solution throughout all their stores, their channels, online, etc. And so, you know, we're a very easy model to work with on that. So yeah, we're open to being led by our customers.
Okay, wonderful time. I think this kind of data and the things that these merchants can do with it, it's almost unlimited. And the benefits are very real. What do you find are some of the barriers to entry? What's it like selling True Rating, if indeed that's what you need to do? How do you get new merchants to try out True Rating? How does the sales aspect work?
Yeah, I think, you know, because we are essentially so different and there are no competitors, and we help with a pain point which we know retailers are feeling day in, day out, and especially that operations team on the ground. And there's a lot of disenchantment with current, you know, modes of customer feedback. You know, you speak to a store manager and he's like, I've been told by head office that I need to act on these, you know, these three responses to a questionnaire which we got, you know, last month. And I know it was a disgruntled ex-employee trying to get a, you know, meal voucher or whatever, you know? And so it's, so you speak to these guys and they're just like, you know, I want the data like an IV drip in my arm, and it goes all the way to the top. So, you know, it's the C-suite who are wanting these KPIs across their business. Nike's major franchisee, for example, they have claimed over 5% increase to baseline revenue after implementing some of our True Rating questions as core KPIs across their business. And so, you know, there's that real impact. So whether it's, you know, from HR, bonusing teams, to the C-suite, operations, marketing, you know, testing, you know, we've asked questions such as, did you see our TV ad campaign, in which the marketing team have absolutely loved because they have finally been able to calculate an ROI for their advertising spend and also see viewership across the market. So it's a very easy sell from that perspective. What is hard, and anyone listening to this who has worked in this space will appreciate, is obviously working with enterprise IT and payments. And so, you know, like the payments companies tend to have long roadmaps, and it's, you know, you they're being pulled in many different directions with mandated changes, and so you have to partner with the payments companies before you can, you know, light up the merchant. And so that's, you know, that has been a challenge in terms of you know, you need to make that investment before you can light up the merchants. And then obviously you need to work with lockdown periods. You know, many of the big enterprises are gonna, you know, have IT freezes over the Christmas holidays and the summer holidays, etc. So it's just ensuring that you can get, you know, get the IT and the payments teams on board as advocates, and and supporting it and pushing through as quickly as possible.
It's absolutely crucial. And of course, getting these very big, very multinational payments companies that are often subject to all sorts of regulations, that have their own legacy ITs and new ITs that they're always implementing. Getting them to take on a new partner like a True Rating isn't always so straightforward. What is the benefit exactly for a big payments company to integrate True Rating? What's in it for them?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'd say the vast majority of payments companies now are realizing the value of offering services over and above core payments. You know, we speak to them and they say that payments has become a commodity. Their sales reps have been, you know, it's always about being pushed to the, you know, the lowest basis point. And it's how can you bring that conversation beyond the price of payments to that more consultative sales? So, you know, as your trusted payment provider, how can we help you with the challenges which you're facing in your business at the moment? And True Rating, you know, feeds so sweetly into that sell and that spot. You know, we can show how they can be given the tools to effectively operate their business and earn more revenue and happier customers. And so I think, you know, it's that excuse for any payments company, sales rep, merchant services rep, to be able to, you know, pick up the phone and have another reason to engage their customer, get them excited about, you know, new and innovative technology, and be more sticky. You know, we have multiple examples of not insignificant sized retailers moving payment partners so they can access true rating.
Yep.
And I think, you know, as we launch with more and more merchants, it's going to become more prevalent that I think, you know, the payment companies really do need to be seen to be providing services like this. And I think the value that we've done of partnering with so many partners has allowed us to provide that benchmarking service back to the merchant. So we can tell a merchant how they compare versus all other, say, tier one retail in North America versus just all tier one retailer within a certain payment partners network. So I think that's why merchants really want that independent third party who is a, you know, dedicated data insight specialist, mm-hmm. rather than the payment partner, you know, doing the thing homegrown or in-house. And that's the feedback we've had. And I think that's what payments companies are recognizing, bringing in that third party who has that, you know, who has that skill, that team to deliver. And, you know, we revenue share with our payment partners as well. So what the merchants pay us, we share back. And I think, you know, it's a win-win for everybody involved.
Oh, I think the payments providers get getting a great deal, quite frankly. I think they're lucky to have you. So
thank you.
Why wouldn't they have true rating? is the better question. I'm going to end it on a question about the charitable giving that true rating is very highly regarded for, Georgina. I hope you don't mind me ending with this question. I know it's a little bit embarrassing to talk about one's own charitable giving, but I think it's something you've done since the beginning and do really well. Could you tell our audience a little bit about how True Rating brings charitable giving and sustainability really fundamentally into the way it does business?
Yeah, so, you know, it was always a key driver of, you know, mine and the founding team when we started True Rating, that we wanted a way for, you know, charities which we love to benefit as we grow and become more successful, and also really to weave them into the fabric of what we do, and, you know, and have our team be closely involved in them, and you know, and helping them grow with what we can provide as a team. And so we basically began early days to work out what our donations would be tied to our ratings which we received. And we had this very much internally at the beginning, just because it was something which, you know, we were all passionate about. But it was interesting, as merchants began hearing about it, they were just like, well, why didn't you tell us? Because, you know, our team, and especially the shop assistants on the floor, would, you know, feel really motivated by that. And, you know, when you get that customer is like, oh, so what, I have to ask for a question on a payment terminal. It, you know, just saying yes, it's just that, you know, that one key press. But with every single rating the company, you know, donates to children's charities across their markets, it, you know, it's that circle of bringing wider benefit. And so consumers can actually go into our website and they can choose how we apportion our rating pool, as it was, to three charities, so they can vote. And likewise, consumers can nominate charities to be part of that pool. But, you know, we love working with Smile Train, who do cleft lip palate operations for children all around the world. And, you know, being able to tell our merchants with the number of ratings you've collected, we've been able to deliver how many, you know, life-changing cleft lip palate operations is, you know, is really fantastic. Families First is a great organization we work closely with in Atlanta, who, you know, help kids who've lost parents in foster homes, single mums, etc., and really provide them with an incredible environment and support as they grow up. And likewise, Kids Can in New Zealand, a fantastic charity we're working with at the moment, who are trying to provide for children who, again, are in the families in the cycle of poverty, and putting them on the same education platform as other children. So giving them those books, that raincoat, shoes, etc. You know, all those things which we take for granted. And so, yeah, I'm exceptionally passionate about it. And as True Rating grows, I can't wait for that key part of what we are to grow with us.
Amazing to be able to bring together some self-directed charitable giving, allow the customer to have some say over the charity they nominate, along with real-time customer feedback at scale and real-time actionable insights for store managers, all contained in the push of a button. It's a fantastic technology and company you've built there, Georgina. So thank you very much for being on the show today and telling us all about it.
Thank you so much for having me and for all your support, Lewis.
Brilliant. That's Georgina Nelson. Thanks again, Georgina. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
The Payments and Cards Network podcast is brought to you by our friends and sponsors, Payvision. Payvision, when it comes to payments, they don't mess around. They live and breathe payments processing, from design and integration to delivery and checkout and everything in between. Check out payvision.com. We are also brought to you by Block Data. Block Data is an Amsterdam-based cryptocurrency research firm. They help investors get involved in the world of cryptocurrency safely and securely. Check out blockdata.tech for more information about them. Thanks for joining today's show. We'll see you again next time.